Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Kingsley Suamattia. Like, I really want to see Kingsley with the pads in live action. Yeah, you get to see it there the last week of the season against the Denver Broncos. But Kingsley's a big dude. Kingsley also can move for that size. There's a reason why Kingsley, a lot of people thought, could have maybe even been a first-round pick last year. Ends up going a second, looked like a home run for the Chiefs. He was going to be the Chiefs' left tackle until he wasn't. Because, again, things look fine when you're in shorts, and then all of a sudden you get in there with live action. Guess what? Things do change. Kingsley proved that last year, how quickly things can change with prospects in the National Football League getting a nod at what? Left tackle. Things change quickly. But that set the Chiefs back, too. I mean, make no mistake about it. Kingsley not working out at left tackle, it set the Chiefs back. No other way to look at it. He's been moved to guard. If he works out, that's great. But remember, he's replacing a first-team All-Pro in Joe Tooney. Yeah, I get that Joe Tooney didn't exactly look great in the Super Bowl at left tackle, but he's not a tackle. And he kind of carried that throughout the postseason for the Chiefs at tackle, but he's not. Shorter arm guy, he's a guard by trade, and that's where his best position is, but he's one of the best. He's one of the best league's seen. He's that good. So Kingsley's stepping into big shoes, trying to fill the role of Joe Tooney. So that's very important because we all know this right side of the line, probably going to look the same. Jawan Taylor, Trey Smith, Creed Humphrey. It's going to look the same. A lot the same. The only difference is that left side. The left side makes all the difference between the Chiefs because the Chiefs, you know, they've got three All-Pros, or no, three Pro Bowlers, excuse me, because Trey Smith's not an All-Pro yet. He will be, but he's the highest-paid guard in the National Football League. But Creed Humphrey's first-team All-Pro, and we'll see what Kingsley can do because that's the important thing. They did set him back because they thought they had their tackle in the second round last year. Didn't work out, so guess what they had to do? Go first round again with the tackle because Kingsley didn't exactly work out. So that cost them because that could have been a first-round pick on another position that could have maybe helped the Chiefs in the future going forward. So they spent two very high picks on left tackle the last 2 years, plus spent some good free agency money on Jalen Moore, which it didn't kill the Chiefs that much because they were expecting the salary cap to be about $270 million, actually $279.2 million. But yeah, there's no other way to look at it than Kingsley did set them back because of how they had to spin the pick at left tackle. But with Kingsley out there, and whether it's going to be Jalen Moore or Josh Simmons at left tackle, again, I really want to see what happens when the pads are on because I think that makes all the difference in the world for the Kansas City Chiefs offensive line. And Andy Reid, you know, back at mandatory minicamp, he kind of, you know, talked about that. You know, he kind of talked about the fact, you know, let's wait and see. You know, let's caution what we're doing with things. Let's wait and see what happens when the pads go on because things get different when you put the pads on. And the expectations. What are you expecting, Rob? Because I know we probably differ on this a little bit. Do you think Andy Reid is set in his ways right now and it's going to be Simmons. Moore's your swing tackle. Left tackle Simmons, right tackle Juwan Taylor. Jalen Moore just kind of fits in for injury or whatever.
I think they are going to give Josh Simmons, and now that we know he's healthy, this is the big story. Like, his health is the big story. That was a conversation around the draft. It was a conversation, you know, after he was picked. It was a conversation at OTA. It was a conversation everywhere. What was his health? We now know his health's good. Creed Humphrey says his health looks good. He's been practicing in full. His health is good. Now that we know his health is good, I think the Chiefs are going to give him every opportunity to fail. I think he is going to be your starting left tackle until they think, uh-oh, we can't do it. And I don't think that uh-oh moment is coming for Joshua Simmons. I think he's shown when healthy, he was a good left tackle. So I think it's going to be Simmons, Suamataia, Humphrey, Smith, and I think it's going to be Juwan Taylor in week one. I think Jalen Moore is a two-year, $20 million insurance policy. I think what they realized last year when Kingsley didn't work out and then subsequently Wanye didn't work out is we need to have a better backup plan than let's hope against hope and scheme it up so we can survive in advance. And Jalen Moore is that guy. You've seen that was what he was last year. He was Trent Williams' backup. He was not the starter in San Francisco. He was Trent Williams' backup. You give him a bunch of money, you make him your swing guard. Maybe if Juwan Taylor, you know, struggles or something, you can make him your right tackle. Like, you have some flexibility there. But I think when the Chiefs head to Sao Paulo, it is Simmons at left tackle unless things in camp go really, really wrong because they want him to be the left tackle.
How much faith do you have in the left side? Because clearly, I mean, you look at the Chiefs, yes, up front, they have some studs, man. Again, Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith are the two highest paid players at their position. Creed's the highest paid center in the National Football League. Trey Smith's the highest paid guard. They couldn't get a third and one or fourth and one. And a lot of that does hinge upon your left side. Patrick Mahomes needs more time to throw. Again, second to last in air yards down the field. So do you have faith in that? I guess you have to put blind faith, right? It's blind faith at this point because you don't 100% know if Kingsley's going to work out. And you don't know if Josh Simmons is going to work out either. It's just blind faith.
I have a lot more faith in Josh Simmons than Kingsley Suamataia. And I think everything I just said about left tackle is a fear the Chiefs should have at left guard. Maybe Kingsley's good. I don't think I need him to be a star. I don't think I need him to be an all-pro. I just need him to be good. But I think there's fear there. Now, Mike Caliendo was league average, suitable, whatever you want to say.
He's like an Allegretti type.
He was whatever last year, so they have a little bit of an insurance policy, but I think the Chiefs in the offseason upgraded at left tackle and may have downgraded severely at left guard. I have way more concerns about guard on the left side than I do at tackle on the left side.
I do too. I'm concerned about that too.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.